Hello, it's Peter here. Welcome to the podcast. Yes.
Breakfast on Midlands 183 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
So this is week two of the podcast. Big, big thanks if you listened to the first one. If you haven't, then what are you up to? Seriously, you had nothing. So anyway, this week on a podcast, I'm chancing my arm with an audition for probably the biggest movie role out there. I have a new job suggestion for our newsreader, Ellen, as well. And you'll hear from a man who can voice any accent. I kid you not, any accent. This guy is incredible. We're going to do alternative sports news as well. Life is better with alternative sports news, trust me. I want to ask Cameron about something that sounds suspiciously like a Dublin taxi driver and loads more. So enough messing around. Let's dive into the podcast.
Harris, Justin Timberlake, Halsey, Pharrell Williams and more. Stay with me, Midlands 103, Peter with you. Now, the search continues, by the way, for the new James Bond. Did you hear about this? We've been told he's going to be aged under 40, which means the current favourites for the role will be a little bit too old. The next 007 has to be over 5'10". Okay, that rules out other potential candidates for the job. So bringing in an actor in their late 30s, to say, allows them to stay in the role for at least a decade and potentially three films. Makes sense. So the under 40s casting rule means bookie's favourite and fan favourite, Idris Elba, who's 49, Henry Cavill, 39, Tom Hardy, 44, have no chance whatsoever. Hold on for a second. Under 40, over 5'10", I reckon I'm in with a chance. I'm in with a chance there. I'll stick in a CV. What do you think? I think it's about time we have a Midlands James Bond. What do you think? James Bond from the Midlands. What would it sound like? Right, okay, I'll tell you what. Let me put a show reel together and let's hear what it'll sound like if the new James Bond was indeed from the Midlands.
I admire your luck, Mr.
The name is Bond. Jimmy Bond.
007, I want you to take great care of this equipment. There are one or two rather special accessories.
Have I let you know before, have I?
Frequently.
I'll go out with that, will you?
Can I do something for you, Mr. Bond?
Just a cup of tea for me. One sugar. Stirred, not shaken.
Wow, you've taken good care of your body.
I ate 4 snack boxes a week. Hot chicken rolls for lunch. But I always drink a diet Coke.
Such a waste.
Come near me and
I... 007, what took you so long?
What took me so long? Should I go get diesel for the car? Got chatting to one of the lads. Haven't seen him in ages. Ask him will I play Junior B next year. I said I'll think about it. Are you expecting me to talk, are you?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. There is nothing you can talk to me about that I don't already know.
Hold on. I'll give you the winning numbers for the club lot on Thursday night. I should know. I play Junior B corner forward. Ellen, what do you feed Mick?
Dog food.
Dog food, okay. Yeah.
That's.
Oh, listener, just so you know, Mick isn't Ellen's partner. Mick is Ellen's dog, okay? You know what I mean?
So I didn't even cop that one. That would sound very weird.
You'll never find a husband like that now.
He's you keep feeding so him low dog maintenance. Food. All he eats is dog food and look, the odd dentist stick. Keeps him happy.
Is it the wet dog food or the tinned or the dry?
No, the dry
oh, very good.
Nuts or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
And he loves an old dentist stick now.
Old dentist stick,
Now, there's other stuff that Mick eats that I don't feed him.
Mm-hmm.
Such as everything.
Shoes, flip-flops.
Anything at all. The kitchen chair. This is a dog that is beyond teething at this stage. But yeah, you wouldn't know what to be in his mouth. But yeah, I did hear someone saying about the whole calling your dog a human name and the confusion that, you say Mick is eating dog food or Mick is peeing on the raspberry bush, which he often does. So, if you're like, that's my husband, there would be a lot of confusion there.
Yeah. Or Mick is dragging his bum on the carpet or something.
Exactly.
Could get very confusing, Ellen.
You can mess with people, but yeah, it's better to clarify eventually.
Yeah, true.
Who you're talking about. There'd be a lot of raised eyebrows.
So when you're giving Mick his dog food, were you ever tempted? Were you ever tempted to give it a taste?
No.
Really? Why not?
It stings. Of really? Dog food.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's supposed to.
Well, yeah, exactly. Hence why it's called dog food, not human food, Peter. Why? Are you about to make a confession?
Well, funny enough, if you did want to become a dog food taster, you could earn between €35,000 and up to €100,000 a year.
Right.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Has anyone dog food there?
I'll have a bit.
Yeah. Forget, scratch what I just said.
You may need a degree in food science as well.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought, like, you know, if all else fails in life, I'll become a dog food taster and it'll be fine. But now you need a degree in food science. I kid you not.
This is very technical for dog food,
yeah,
like.
For dog food.
Look,
yeah.
I'm all in favour of minding your dog and feeding them well, but, like, come on.
Yeah.
It seems a bit over the top.
Honest to God. I mean, look, you'd imagine dog food taster just taste it. I still have my vision. Can I go home now? You know what I mean? I'm okay.
Yeah. I need to use the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. And not the tree outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's not even like creating the dog food. It's literally just tasting it. And you need
just,
to have a food
just
science.
Tasting it. Yeah. Giving it the thumbs up or the thumbs down.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I wouldn't mind doing it if it was for the Queen's dog. You know that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they'd have delicious food.
Do you know what they're fed?
What?
Fillet steaks and chicken breast. And
what?
They have their own chef covered with gravy.
And
yes, there you go.
God, they're better fed than us.
Honestly,
Peter.
There's a royal biographer, his name is Brian Hoy, and he claims that the dogs eat at 5 p.m. sharp every day in his book, Pets by Royal Appointment. No.
Wow.
Yeah, and they don't eat until the Queen herself has given the royal command for them to begin their meals.
And eat. She waves her little
one shall hand. Eat.
Yes, indeed.
Oh my goodness. It's not like that at home with Mick, no?
No, of course. It's like command to stop eating now, Mick, please.
Yeah. Get your head out of the toilet.
Yeah, no. He certainly does not get fillet steak. Or any chicken, I'm afraid. Mick, if you're listening, you're not getting it. Okay? I know the Queen, but the Queen is rich, okay? She's lots of money and she's got her own chef. You're not getting that.
Yeah, you'll do what you're told.
Exactly.
You'll do what you're told.
We try. But when you just say that now, it's unlocked a memory for me. Mm-hmm. That I was at a birthday party of a friend of mine years ago. And she has a dog that she's obsessed with. So we generally just get her dog items for her birthday.
What? You don't buy her anything? You buy stuff for
her
dog?
Well, we get her some stuff too. But,
okay.
You know, we always have to throw in some for the dog. Lest they be, you know, feel left out. And it included some dog treats in a little bag. Now, to be fair, the bag looked like it was sweets. Okay?
Okay.
And we were all leaving. And some people were leaving. So we went out and we like waved them off or whatever. And we turned around to walk back to the house. And we could see in the window her mother walking in and kind of poking around at the presents. And she picked up the packet of dog treats. And it was so funny because it was like we all were moving in slow motion. We were like, no. And she just picked one up. It was so comical. She just looked at it and put it in her mouth.
Oh.
And we were like, and then by the time we got to the house, we were like, well, maybe we shouldn't mention anything.
Yeah, let her be.
She's done
let
it
her
now.
Be. She's grand now.
But it was just the funniest thing.
Oh my goodness. So you were running back in to tell her no.
Yeah. But it was honestly like it was slow motion. We were all just like moving in time, just shouting at her and she couldn't hear us from outside. But look, she lived to tell, well, she didn't tell the tale because I don't think we ever told her in the end.
Ah,
but
okay.
She lived and survived the experience.
Well, that's fair enough. Yeah, that's half the battle.
So yeah, maybe we will apply for this job. Once we get our food science degrees.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's become dog food tasters.
Yes, get on
it. And be worth a fortune. Right. But in the meantime, we're going to have to stick to our day job.
Yeah.
Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103. The Cars on Midlands 103. It's breakfast. Good morning. So research suggests children who do this may have a sharper mind in later life. What is it? Well, the answer is play musical instruments. Yep. So a study by the University of Edinburgh tested the cognitive ability of people with more experience of creating music compared to those with less. So they found there was still a link, even when there was socioeconomic status, years of education and health were factored in. So there you go. When your little ones go back to school and they're told, we need to get a recorder, you normally wince and you go, oh God, I can't be listening to that. I can't be listening to that. It may benefit them in later life. There you go. So when you're told, you know, come to the school, we're going to put on a show. Yeah, oh, that'll be brilliant. I can't wait. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Oh, yous are great. Fair play to you. Wow. Oh, my goodness. You might remember last week, right? We had great crack playing this.
You know there's 25,000 different Irish accents. There's this little place in the Midlands called Mullingar.
Which is your long way from home. You must be lost, are you? Everybody's come over and see this lad, the Yang. Some eagle.
This man went viral on TikTok with his range of voices from all over Ireland, including that very distinct Mullingar accent. But who is he and where is he from? Well, he joins us right now. His name is JP Wright and we'll find out where he's from in a sec. But first, JP, welcome to breakfast.
How you doing, Peter? I'm going to tell you a story about Mullingar and it could reveal all and it could not. So,
brilliant.
Are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's roll it.
This is David Attenborough. Reporting live for Midlands 103 FM. Here on the banks of Loch Ool, a monster lies beneath. Locals have spotted a giant pike weighing over 300 pounds. The Mullingar monster has attracted international attention.
Well, I came all the way from Scotland to look for this because I've been chasing the Loch Ness monster my whole life. I couldn't find it. And when I heard about the Mullingar monster, I had to come.
I came down from Donegal. I have no interest in the fish at all. I just heard there was free sandwiches.
Well, I came down from Dublin now. I'm no interested in the fish either, but I have a load of, like, Mullingar Monster hats and scarves, and I'm selling them. Get your Mullingar Monster hats and scarves, 3 for €20.
I came from France, from Cherbourg this morning. It was unbelievable. The Mullingar Monster is on TikTok, it's on YouTube, it's everywhere. I took the ferry and I got as soon as I could to Mullingar. I came from Germany, it is everywhere in Deutschland, on TikTok. On the television, I was in Dublin Airport for 3 days in security. I could not get out. It's crazy, but I'm here now to see this great thing, yeah? This Mullingar monster.
In New York City, the Mullingar monster was everywhere. On the TV, the radio, TikTok. I knew something had to be done. And then my Uncle Paulie called me up and he said,
hey, Tommy, you gotta go to Mullingar and take care of this thing.
He was American, I is.
Yeah, how much for the hats and scarves?
€3 for €100. Well, sure, I'm from Mullingar. I've been here my whole life, born and reared. And I never heard of any pike. But sure, look it. If they're them eagles, they're going to throw the money you had. What can you do?
That is absolutely brilliant, JP. Amazing. How do you switch between characters so quickly like that?
Well, you know what I mean? Like, it just comes to you naturally. I've been doing voice acting for a good few years now and all. But you know, I actually probably could be Irish. I probably am Irish, but I'll tell you the truth. Not too far from where the Midlands are, actually. So, but look, mates, I came from Liverpool. I was over here, you know, and loads of us came to Mullingar at that time to see the monster. And loads of us never left, so we kind of stayed, you know what I mean?
Look, I was working on Emmerdale Farm and I heard about the Mullingar monster and I had to come and I've been there ever since me. So that's why there's so many like expats living in Mullingar.
Brilliant. That sounds like Mick McCarthy, actually, former Republic of Ireland manager.
Mick McCarthy's more Barnsley, but he is Yorkshire, right? Well, I fell out with Roy Keane, but I don't really care, you know, because I was the best manager ever. I'll never had, really. Saipan wasn't my fault, you know.
But David Attenborough had a great time in Mullingar, looking for the monster and meeting all these fine people.
JP, that's amazing. And come here, how did you come about mastering the Mullingar accent?
I used to go to Mullingar all the time as a young fella, and I used to fish for trout. My brother took me out in Loch Ool on the boat all the time, and I was only allowed to fish for perch over the side of the boat, but one evening anyway, because you wouldn't believe, it's a true story now, Peter, I tell you. Jesus didn't, a pike got hold of the perch and they wouldn't let go, and they had to turn the engine off, and the pike was so big he pulled the boat, and ever since then I've been into the pike and I couldn't wait to get back to Mullingar. And that's the truth now.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. What's your favourite impression to do, JP?
Well, my wife is Canadian, but she loves the Scottish accent. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I love New York City because
I've been there a couple of times myself. I like all the Sopranos, Godfather, Goodfellas. I like this kind of stuff. It's actually my most successful. Right now, Peter, no word of a lie, I am the number one New York voice actor in the world. And I am Irish.
You are not. What's your actual accent like, JP?
I'll give you a guess.
Okay.
So this would how I would normally speak. And I am from a county in Leinster.
Okay.
I'm going to give you two guesses, my friend.
Say something else.
I am slightly concerned about the, the amount of people from my county that are on the radio. There's a lot of them on talk shows and radio because of this kind of voice and accent that we have where we're from.
Dublin?
No.
Okay. I'm going to move next door to Dublin. Kildare?
Okay. Yes, sir. Congratulations.
Ah, Kildare. Wow. Kildare. You are literally the man of a million voices, JP.
Well, we're just scratching the surface because also I'm a football commentator too. And I do a lot of work for the Premier League for a Chinese company where I'll switch between commentators. So I'll be the commentator in English and the Scottish co-commentator. Lovely work from Richarlison. He's inside the box and he scored. What a goal. Richarlison, absolutely amazing from 12 yards. Well, I've got to say, Andy, that was brilliant. Richarlison straight from the training ground, a cool finish as well. Ice cold. Yeah.
I couldn't get over how accurate your Midlands accent was. So can I give you maybe three phrases to add to your vocab? Is that okay?
Go ahead. Go on ahead there. Go ahead there, please. I'm having the time of my life here, sure, you know.
Right. Number one, the Cohia.
The Cohia.
The Cohia.
And Jesus, the Cohia. Coming around here looking for the Mullingar monster.
Number two, come out, will you?
Come out, will you? You're lying there all day doing nothing, lying around in bed like an eagle. Come out, will you?
And number three, would you go away with that?
Would you go away with that?
No.
There's no way there's a 300-pound pike in Lochool. What are all them eagles doing down there? Would you go away with that? Would you? Go away with that.
JP, I love it. Thank you for joining us on Breakfast. That was absolutely brilliant. Where can we find you, JP? On TikTok?
You can find me on TikTok. You can find me on Instagram. But most of my clients who contact me directly, www.jpwrightvoiceactor.com. I do a lot of voiceovers for radio, for TV commercials, mainly video games, TV stuff, football commentary,
brilliant.
Everything.
Brilliant stuff. JP, thanks very much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, JP Wright, congratulations. That's absolutely amazing. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. KC and the Sunshine Band, Give It Up. Feel good music for your feel good day. It is Feel Good Radio. It's Midlands 103. I found it. I finally found it. I was just saying to you there a few minutes ago, it's been an absolute head melter when it comes to buying turf lately. You know, burning turf, buying turf, gifting turf. What's the story? I don't know. I can't keep up. But I heard an ad here on Midlands 103 yesterday, and it seems someone local has found a bit of a loophole. Here it is.
Are you looking for turf? Do you live in an area of 500 people or less? Do you promise to offset your CO2 emissions by not burping or farting while in possession of turf? Then call me, Tommy, from Tommy's Turf So Good on 087-860-TURF. And remember, the turf's so good. Come on, baby, I make turf so good. Sometimes turf doesn't feel like it should, but Tommy's Turf So Good. Mention this ad for 20% off for Tommy's Turf So Good.
Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Yeah, Dermot Kennedy, Better Days, Midlands 103's Breakfast. Here's some food for thought, speaking of breakfast. If you're driving this morning, we spend more than a year of our lives stuck in traffic jams and we're turning to e-scooters and bikes to beat the road chaos. So the average motorist weighs a total of 374 days battling the busy roads, and a fifth of all journeys now involve bumper-to-bumper congestion, and more than half of us try to avoid driving if possible. Do you know what the answer is there? Working from home. It's your only man, isn't it? Actually, I did something working from home during lockdown that I hadn't done since I was a child. And do you know what that is? Wore a tracksuit. I kid you not. Comfortable, practical. I look like someone who'd loiter around a shopping centre, but sure, look, who's looking at me? Yeah, that'll get you up and moving. Joel Corry, Head and Heart, Midlands 103. Good morning, it's Peter with you. How are you? Tuesday after the bank holiday. It can be a little bit sluggish, so we promised to play you some upbeat tunes. A big shout to Kath Natlone, who got in touch, enjoying the music. Linda as well, enjoying the music today. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Great to hear. As long as you're happy, I'm happy. Simple as that. I seen something very unusual over the weekend, by the way. Just, I can't get my head around this. You might be able to. I was in a well-known venue in the Midlands at the weekend, and I used the toilets while I was there. And as you know, some places have a sign above the sink saying, "Now wash your hands," you know, which is always a good idea because, as you know, some people need a sign, you know. But this sign was a little different. It read, "Please wash hands only in the sink." Now, I don't know about you, but I had to think about this now. What else could people be washing in the sink? But not only that, okay? This has obviously happened enough times that management have discussed the alternatives being washed in the sink and deemed it a problem to the point that they needed a sign, okay? I kid you not, no joke, and not a laminated sign from the printer that somebody made up, but they had to ring the sign makers and explain that they wanted a sign and to emphasise hands only on the sign. Please wash hands only in the sink. I mean, come on. Is it just me? Am I missing something blatantly obvious? 083 3010 103. Text or WhatsApp if you know, or give us a buzz. 0818 300 103. Or should we just leave that up to the imagination? Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. The poor old beluga whale, Cammy. The poor old beluga. There's what, 80 volunteers, fire crews, divers, vets, all working to transport the 13-foot long mammal.
You'd have to feel fairly embarrassed that 80 people are coming to your aid. I know some people might think, you know, it's nice, but that's 80 people are taking time out of their day to save you.
Yeah. Did he have a few too many last night, I wonder? And all his friends are trying to bring him home. You know, is it kind of that scenario, I wonder?
I'd imagine for something as large as a whale, it would probably take a lot to have a few too many.
Have you ever heard a beluga whale? Do you know what a beluga whale sounds like?
I can't say I have.
Okay, well, that's about to change right now. That is a beluga whale.
It kind of sounds like, what's that instrument? Is it a kazoo?
What's a kazoo?
Is that what it's called? I think that's what the instrument is. It's like a little, it's almost like a harmonica.
Okay.
That's kind of what that sounds like. I think it's, I could be wrong. I could be making myself sound like an idiot. But I think
welcome to my world.
Yeah, I'm actually a little bit nervous now. You might hear me typing.
Okay. I'll pat
no,
it out.
No, it is a kazoo.
Type.
I was right.
Kazoo. Okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit like a harmonica.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Do you know what I think it sounds like?
Go on.
I think it sounds like a Dublin taxi driver. Have a listen again. Come on. Have you ever got into a Dublin taxi?
I can honestly say, Peter, I've never been in a taxi in Dublin. So I'm going to take your word for it. I feel like you might be trying to wind me up.
No, honestly. Have a listen to this. Listen. Tell me there isn't a Dublin accent in that beluga whale.
I think if we have any listeners from Dublin, they're about to be very annoyed with what you just said.
Normally
it's me coming in here and annoying people. So this is a nice change. Is you going to get in trouble today?
No, I kid you not. Just have another quick listen to the lilt. Yeah. Come on, that beluga whale has a Dublin accent. Seriously. You know, you can just imagine him driving his taxi with his Bluetooth earpiece. I once fought Mike Tyson, I did. I knocked him out in 2 rounds, I did. Here, hold on. Here, Spud. You know, pick up on O'Connor Street. Yeah, outside Quirky's. Yeah, come on. As I said, yeah, Mike Tyson, I fought him, I did. Come on, seriously.
Peter, I think you need to do some work with the accent guy we were listening to yesterday.
That's a good point.
Yeah, maybe I should. Your Dublin accent definitely needs some work.
Actually, never mind the voiceover guy yesterday. I need to do some work with this guy. Seriously, come on.
I cannot believe you've played that sound 5 times today.
I cannot believe you're counting, but fair play to you.
Is Sinead giving you a dirty look by any chance?
No, she's not. No. God. No, Sinead likes me. She doesn't like you. She likes me.
Okay. Right.
100%.
Well, I don't even know how to respond to that.
That's okay. That's okay. You don't have to.
You just insulted me on behalf of another person.
Absolutely, I did. Well, she can't hear me, so it's fine. And all I have to say to you is this.
We've really steered away from the beluga whale story.
Cammy, chat you at 9 for more
yes,
beluga whale nonsense.
I hope that beluga whale is safe and sound.
Me
by
too,
9 o'clock.
In all seriousness. Yeah, please, please. No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose. Berlin, Take My Breath Away, Midlands 103. Every time I hear that song, and I kid you not, every time I hear it, I think back to that scene in Phoenix Nights. Did you ever watch Phoenix Nights? Peter Kay? Brilliant. But it's the scene where you have Max and Paddy, the two bouncers of the pub, and they're playing a pub quiz, and it's Guess the Song. You know what I mean? So have a listen to this.
As you turn to me and say, my love, walking on the moon, walking on the moon.
I kid you not, every time I hear that song, that pops into my head. Walking on the moon. James Bay, Midlands 103. Now, as I was saying to you, we love our sports in the Midlands, and sport plays a vital part in our lives, doesn't it? Yes, it does. But what about the other side of sports news? What about the sports news that doesn't get broadcast? But I'm going to bring it to you right now in our alternative sports news. Incoming Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag has an uphill task to rebuild the squad ahead of next season, but it was revealed as part of his contract that he has to unblock the dodgy toilets at Old Trafford. Former Manchester United goalkeeper Mark Bosnich has this advice.
It's been apparent for quite some time now what needs to happen. Erik ten Hag is going to have to basically put a broom through that. If he can, I hope that he's got as much intel as possible on exactly what needs to be done. And then I hope he goes ahead and does it and has the right support from the right people that can make it happen.
Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola was questioned about his technique, not his managerial technique, but rather what he says to make sure the chippers never forget his garlic sauce in his takeaway.
Don't forget. Now is the moment that don't forget it. To know how difficult is everything and try to, you know, don't forget. Don't forget it.
Tottenham Hotspur manager Antonio Conte was asked about Midlands 103's Roy Jennings and has this advice for the presenter after he was rather grumpy on air last night.
I listen to him to complain a lot, and I think that he has to be calm and to try to continue to work because he's very good, but to complain a lot of time is not good.
Are you missing the music? Well, you can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103.